This is Ozarks at Large. It is graduation season at high schools and colleges across the region. Last night on the University of Arkansas campus, the usual trappings of a commencement ceremony could be seen and heard. Families positioned for photos with their students in caps and gowns.
One, two, three.
But last night's event inside the Graduate Education Building auditorium was a first. Seven students were picking up diplomas for completing the Lifestyles Launch Program.
Ladies and gentlemen, the graduating class of 2012.
Launch offers students with developmental disabilities a college experience through a partnership between the university and Lifestyles, a nonprofit organization that serves individuals with disabilities in Benton and Washington counties. Jennifer Maynard is Executive Director of Lifestyles.
Technically, it's a three-year program because this was our inaugural, we also call them the guinea pig class, because they were the first class that started. They are on campus learning everything from independent living skills like cooking, cleaning, apartment maintenance, finance management, computer skills, just all those basic things that everybody needs to know if they're going to live on their own. Then also the soft skills, those social skills of interacting on a campus. These are kids that really, once they graduated from high school, were not ready to go straight to work. They wanted to further their education. They wanted that Razorback experience. And through this program, they have definitely been able to do that.
She says the small size of the classes allows Launch to be fit to each individual student. For example, a second-year student still struggling with a math course can continue to work in the first-year math class, while perhaps a first-year student comfortable with computers can instantly advance to the top level of computer literacy classes. Jennifer Maynard says the College Experience Program for Young Adults with Developmental Disabilities began as a conversation 4 years ago.
And we had two parents come to us in the summer of 2008, and they said, our sons have graduated and they want to do something else. And so we tried to sell them our College for Living program, which is our ongoing educational classes for folks with disabilities. And that wasn't quite right. And then we really tried to talk about our employment program. No, they weren't really ready for that either. And those moms had researched across the country other programs, but they were, one, either very, very expensive, or two, very far away from home. And so they said, why can't you do this? And we couldn't think of a reason that we couldn't.
One of the parents providing the initial push was Sue Van Beber, mother of Launch graduate Thomas Wesley Van Beber. Last night, she had tears in her eyes when she was talking about the Launch program.
It's been incredible. He's had opportunities that we never dreamt. You know, we have two older children that Thomas knew when you graduate from high school, you go to college. And if you asked him today, that is exactly what he would say he did. You know, he went to the university. He's a Razorback. The university interns, all the mentors have been wonderful. They, from his first year, they still call him. Friday night, he's going to have dinner with one of them. And that was a great opportunity. He participated with the Razorback band, and they just completely included him in their program. He had a job at their university farm that he loved, and you know, he's moved into his own apartment.
And I want you to know on behalf of the university that we are very, very proud of you.
The program is very much an experience at the University of Arkansas, from travel on the transit system to exercise at the Hyper Building to attending football games. Last night, University of Arkansas Chancellor David Gearhart addressed the seven Launch graduates.
And the fact that you have come to the University of Arkansas, that you've worked hard, and that you've gotten an education, that's important to me as chancellor. It's important to the people of this state. I know your parents are very proud of you, and I want you to know on behalf of the university that we are very proud of you.
Before last night's ceremony began, the chancellor said the multi-year Launch program is part of one of the three pillars of a land-grant university's mission.
Teaching, research, and public service. And there's no question that this is an important public service that we do for the community. So not only these students that we're delighted to have here on our campus, but also other students that aren't the typical 18 to 21-year-old, 22-year-old students. We want to reach out to anybody in our community that is interested in fulfilling their education.
Standing just a few paces away from the chancellor were two people who've helped usher the program through its first 4 years and its first graduating class. Lindsay Brashears, the Lifestyles College for Living and Launch Coordinator, and Tom Smith, Dean of the College of Education and Health Professions.
Well, I think it's a tremendous success. It shows the success of the program, and it's primarily due to the incredible staff at Lifestyles, including Lindsay here. And we provided some physical space and some mentors and some things like that, but it really does, the success is primarily because of the wonderful staff at Lifestyles.
Thank you. We're so thrilled to have our first graduating class. There was a lot of hard work involved, and it was thanks to the University of Arkansas who really gave us a foot in the door and a chance to have classroom space and to have access to a lot of things that we normally wouldn't even have guessed that we would get to do. This graduating class has just shown such tremendous growth in the past 4 years, and we're just so, so excited to see what the future holds for this class and then also for the coming years of the launch program.
Dean Smith, who has been a board member off and on at Lifestyles for the past 20 years, says he expects the program to grow and that launch in the future can perhaps even be more integrated into the campus. Chancellor Gearhart echoes that belief.
I know there's been talk about trying to even get them to stay on campus and spend the night here, and that's something that maybe we can look at in the future.
Any graduation can be bittersweet, the sense of accomplishment colliding with the unease of what comes next. Sue Van Beber says it's been the same for her son Thomas, but she says it's apparent he's ready for the graduation.
When Thomas comes home for a weekend, David and I are still amazed at the things he says, phrases he uses. I had told him about 2 weekends ago he had big plans for Razor Fest, and Saturday is typically clean your apartment, grocery shop. And I said, maybe if you're going to do all that on Saturday, maybe on Friday you should get some of your stuff done ahead of time. And so on Saturday you can do what you want. And he said, oh, okay. And I thought, sure. And I stopped by Saturday morning to drop something off. The washer and dryer were going. His bed was made. The laundry was being hung. He had done on his own, because on Friday nights he doesn't have any staff that come in and help him. And so he's really learning to manage that time, to prioritize what needs to be done, and I think we'll just continue to see him grow up.
The 7 graduates, the first class from the launch program, were given their diplomas last night on the University of Arkansas campus.
Chelsea Rachel Durham. Ryan Austin Haney.